in on Wild Coast Radio. Lucky, I guess, Johan Anker before that. Hese Deeld It Eight. Well, if you've got water, then what you need to do is share that out. Water is very, very important in our diet. And to tell us all about that is Kinza. Kinza Hussain from the Heart and Stroke Foundation. Kinza is one of the registered dietitians at the Heart and Stroke Foundation. And with that, Kinza, very good morning and welcome to the show this morning.
Good morning, Randy, and your listeners. Thanks for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure. Nice to chat to you again. And Kinza, let's get going and find out more about water. First question, what is water?
So, I mean, if we look at it, we can see, you know, it's a transparent, almost colorless, odorless, tasteless chemical substance, but it's very, very essential for the human body and even just life. Uh-huh. I mean, as we all know, it's a basic human right, and it basically constitutes the major portion of our body. So if we look at an adult, about 55 to 60% of it is water. Okay. And in children and babies, this percentage is even higher. So as you know, it's more than half that makes up our body. And so any excess loss, you know, especially through sweating, can result in dehydration, and that can be very dangerous and even very fatal. So, you know, it looks like something plain, something, you know, that's not important, but it makes up a lot of our body. And I mean, if you think about it, when you are really, really thirsty, nothing quenches that thirst like a glass of water.
Like water, indeed. And now, considering that water, as you said, is odorless, tasteless, colorless, what are the nutritional facts about water? Because it's obviously very, very important.
Yes, so it obviously doesn't have our macronutrients, you know, the protein, the carbs, doesn't have sugar, but it does contain many minerals, calcium, fluoride, iron, potassium, and that's also depending on the source and whether or not it's filtered or distilled. And it's actually, you know, there've been so many studies where they've looked at like comparing, you know, when you're drinking other drinks, like, for example, if you replace a sugary drink with water, it can be used as a strategy to limit energy intake, and it can help individuals to meet healthy beverage intake recommendations. So replacing just one 250 ml sugary drink with water can reduce our daily energy intake from beverages from about 11 to 17%. And this is mainly in people that consume one sugary drink that's about 250 mils. So it can be seen as one of those things which can assist you to reduce that intake of sugary drinks. But I mean, it comes with so many benefits, with those minerals especially. And yeah, I think, you know, if you are used to someone that needs that sweet taste, then there's also so many ways in which you can make the water like sweet, you know, by adding fresh ingredients in.
Right. So you can almost make your own drink that can still remain healthy just by adding the right things to the water.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
And the question is, why should we drink water?
So there's lots of reasons. So firstly, it regulates our body temperature. It lubricates our joints, maintains that blood volume, and it also flushes all the toxins from our body. And it's also very important, obviously, it's needed to transport nutrients inside the body. So water is usually lost through the kidneys, the bowels, the skin, and the lungs. And most of these losses occur without our knowledge, you know. So it's therefore very important that we replace these losses and we drink as water throughout the day. There's been lots of studies that show that drinking more water, you know, is associated with diets of higher nutritional quality and healthier food choices. So they found that, you know, if you are someone that makes it a point to drink the right amount of water, that it goes along with eating healthily as well. You know, all those things we speak about, more vegetables, more fruit, decreased total energy. And yeah, I think it's very important, again, to just mention that, especially in the hot weather, I think we tend to just reach out for those drinks. And then that over time, you know, will lead to weight gain, will lead to all these problems that we're always talking about. So I think to just, you know, always remember that water should come first, especially if you're feeling thirsty, reach out for that water first, give it some time and see, you might not even feel like drinking that other sugary drink then after that.
Okay, well that makes sense, you know, and you might, let's say for instance, have a 500 ml bottle of water and then maybe a sip of a cola, for instance, as opposed to what you would have done the other way around, is sort of 500 mils of the cola and maybe a sip of water afterwards.
Exactly, yes, now, yes. And you'll find often if you drink that sugary drink, the thirst doesn't actually get quenched. You still feel, you know, you feel like it's still there. So that's why I say that cold water, that nothing beats that.
Does the trick. And in fact, some would probably say that those beverages are almost formulated to keep you drinking it, you know, to keep you thirsty. But that's obviously a topic for another day.
Going back for more. Yes, definitely.
Now, Kinza, what are the symptoms of dehydration? You know, you are now, haven't had anything to drink for a while. You might be feeling dehydrated. What will it feel like?
So if you know, water that's lost from the body is not replaced, then definitely you do at some point start to see signs of dehydration. Things like fatigue, increased thirst, that is a very important symptom. So if you are very thirsty, it could very well be that you are dehydrated. And often you'll find that if you are very thirsty and you go and you drink a lot of water, you don't tend to, you know, run to the bathroom as quickly as you would if you weren't thirsty. And that just confirms and tells you like your body actually needed the water. Of course, dry mouth, dry skin, dizziness and headaches. And when a person is dehydrated for a long time, they may even have pain in their joints, lower back. They can even become constipated. That's something we always see a lot is you'll find someone that's eating right, you know, they're having fiber, they're exercising, and they're still constipated. And then you figure out, well, they're actually not having enough water. So that's why we always say, don't wait for those symptoms to come about. Uh-huh. Try and remind yourself to drink water throughout the day.
Right. And then the question is, how much should I actually be drinking? You know, you hear people saying 2 liters a day, and you think, wow, that's a lot of water.
So according to the South African food-based dietary guidelines, total daily water intake should actually be between 2 and about 3.7 liters for women and men. And then obviously, as you know, the younger you are, it obviously decreases slightly. So like, for example, for infants, it's just under a liter. For children aged 4 to 8 years, it's about just over 1.5 liters. But of course, that also changes, you know, depending on age, but also if you, you know, involved in exercise or hard physical labor, or there's certain conditions where you may need to even watch your water intake. Like, for example, if you do have a kidney problem and you are on dialysis, oftentimes we have to watch how much water is being consumed. And that, I must say, is a very tricky scenario, because you know, you often find that they're very thirsty, but then they have to actually limit their water. But even in those cases, then we try and see which foods they can eat. We have to come up with different ways of trying to get them their fluid intake. But it does vary. That's the guideline, but it does vary depending on your age, your activity, and other conditions.
Okay. And tips to increase water intake, because you know, some people just don't like drinking water.
Yeah. So I think the first thing is, if you do, like I said, if you want that sweet taste, then especially in summer, it's always, there's so many nice summer fruits. There's, you know, those our fresh herbs, there's mint, there's lemon, there's berries. It really does, it gives that flavor to your water. Even just a simple apple, you know, slice it up and you put it in, you leave it overnight in the fridge. It does it does give that water, that sweet taste, if you're looking for that. Other simple things is maybe, you know, lobby for water coolers at your workplace. Drink your water with meals to increase your intake. And then, of course, other simple tips like drink water 30 minutes perhaps before you start a certain activity and sip extra water afterwards. And I think always important is to keep a bottle or something. You know, these days they've come up with so many different kind of bottles and flasks to try and encourage people to drink water. So I think you need to firstly figure out where is your challenge. Like, you know, from the time the day starts to when it ends, where is it that you're lacking? What change can you bring in?
Yes.
Whether it's that bottle, whether it's even increasing different foods which are high in water. That could also assist to up your fluid.
Right.
So I think it's like the healthy eating. It's something you have to identify where you can become better and then take it from there.
And Kinza, just a question. Obviously, you're mixing anything with the water should not actually include anything alcoholic, because that would actually kind of work against what you're trying to do to a certain extent.
Yes, no, definitely. And that goes with anything, really. Oftentimes people think, like, if they're having, for example, juice or some other drink also, to just add in a little water to dilute it and stuff. Have the water on its own to get all of its benefits. And it doesn't do much to dilute something. There's still all the things that we want you to avoid is still going to be present in those, you know, those drinks.
Those drinks.
So we'd always say go for water first. Try and see. The only things is you can add is the fresh ingredients. That's not going to cause much harm. But anything that has alcohol or added sugar, it's going to change what you're trying to achieve from
being
your water.
Almost counterproductive.
Yes.
Okay. And Kinza, if listeners want to find out more about what we've chatted about and also what the Heart and Stroke Foundation does, where can they get in touch?
So they can go on our website on www.heartfoundation.co.za, and they can call us on our health chat line as well on 021-422-1586.
Great. Kinza, thank you very, very much. Have a great day and looking forward to chatting to you again soon.
Thanks, Reid. You
Cheerio
too,
then.
And to your listeners
thank
as well.
Thank you. Bye-bye. That's Kinza Hussain from the Heart and Stroke Foundation chatting today about the importance of water. And, of course, this chat will be on our website later on, wildcoastradio.co.za, as a podcast.